So you mentioned yesterday the three opinions in the Rishonim. At what point is the halacha of shemer that the shvatim is a matzah, that the matzah, the grain has to be shomer for the purposes of the matzah's mitzvah? At what point does that start? We mentioned three makolikas yesterday. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin and Siman Tafim Gimel and Sif Dalid that toiv l'shomron from Mishas Ksira, it's good if you could do it from Shas Ksira. And if that's not possible, at least from Shas Tchino, u'b'Shas Adchak, you can take Kemach Minashuk. You can and only deal with the Shmira from the time of Lisha. So the Shulchan Aruch passes that it is better if a person could have the Shmur Mishas Ksira. The Bir Lacher brings over here that the Prichoder says that it's not just better, but it's actually Leikuva. So for the purpose of Matzah's Mitzvah, which we use by the Seder, the Bir Lacher is bringing that the many Rishonim which hold that it's Ma'akev, that you must have Shmur Mishas Ksira to fulfill the Mitzvah of Matzah's Mitzvah. So this is only for the Matzah that you're going to be using at the Seder, which with those matzahs with which you fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah the night of Pesach. And then he brings that the Gro was knowing that the whole Pesach to be machmer only to use shmur mishas zero. And that's a chumrah that's not meeker than the person has to do that. So for the matzahs which we use by the Seder, we need shmur mishas ksira, and the matzahs which you use the rest of Pesach, shmur mishas ksira is not required, and it's a chumrah which some people have undertaken to do. Okay, I want to clarify one point over here. The Shulchan Aruch says that in mishas atchak you can take kemach min hashuk. So in other words, the second opinion was at the time when you grind it, you're already being shomer it. And from that point onwards, you're being aware, you're keeping an eye on this flour to make sure it doesn't get in your water, etc. B'shas hadchak, you buy flour from the shuk. Nowadays, that's not an option. Nowadays, that's not an option because in the process, of preparing flour, commercial flour, there's a washing process which they wash the kernels. So they're exposed to water. So the flour may not shook. A person would go out and buy flour from the store. That flour, is it possible that flour is actually chometz? That would not be an option. But because once upon a time they ground it, there's no reason that it should be near water. So we don't have a real bona fide chashash. But the shmira you have not done. So it's not a chashash, it's not a chashash of chometz, but the shmira you have not done, that's only mishas hadchak that you can rely on that opinion. Nowadays, standard hand matzah is always shmur mishas ksira. So any box of hand matzah, you'll see on it says shmur mishas ksira. So the person wants to use hand matzah, he knows that he's, by the Seder, he knows he's getting shmur mishas ksira. What about machine matzah? Is machine matzah shmur mishas ksira or not? And the answer to that depends, and we'll clarify those points, Beis Hashem, tomorrow. Have a good morning.